The next character is in memoriam of my beloved kitty Zipper, who ran away and possibly got eaten by coyotes. Anyways, Zipper, the character, is described, after years of sitting on the couch and watching MTV with her owner, Zipper has decided on being the first rapper of her kind. Only problem is her lack of rhythm and emphatic styling, not to mention her lack of social skills. Up first, we have Ragai. Oh, and because this will only be heard, half the time, and I forgot to, like, tell people about it, if any of them randomly say cartoon people, it's because in the original thread, it said that, and I'm sorry, I forgot to say anything about it earlier in the night. So, up first anyways is Ragai. Yeah. Take it away, Z-Cat.
Yo, 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 this is MC Z-Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. This next piece is gonna be off the cheesy. Cartoon people. Oh, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me that catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say waka chicky wah, wiki wah, wiki wah, yay! My rhymes are dope, and I ain't no cow, all the dogs go wild when I meow!
Following up that act is Actor Man! Woohoo!
Yo, yo, yo! This is MC Z-Cat on the scene! Are my homies out there? Let me hear it! This next piece is gonna be off the easy! Oh, shit, son! You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me the catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say, waka chicky wah wiki wah wiki wah yay. My rhymes are dope, and I ain't no cow. All the dogs go wild when I meow.
Following up that is Manuel Quaint, or I guess a man. Anyway, he's well acquainted with the art form of rap. Duck Wolf, who also, for some inexplicable reason, decided to pan half his lines to the right or left, I can't tell. My headphones are on backwards.
Yo, 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 this is MC Z-Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. This next piece is going to be off the heezy. Oh, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me that catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat and I'm here to say, waka chicky walk, wick, wicky wow, wicky wow, yeah! My rhymes are dope and I ain't no cow. All the dogs go wild when I meow!
Up after that is the first girl to audition for this character, Ellie. Let's hear it.
Yo, 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 this is MC Z-Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. This next piece is gonna be awfully cheesy. Cartoon people. Oh, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me the catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say, waka chicka wah, wiki wah, wiki wah, yay. My rhymes are dope, and I ain't no cow. All the ducks go wild when I meow.
So cute. Following up that fit of adorableness is Mötley Fool.
Yo, 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 this is MC Z-Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. The next piece is gonna be off the heezy. Ah, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulders and pass me that catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say, waka cheeky wah, wiki wah, wiki wah, yay. My rhymes are dope, and I ain't no cow. All the dogs go wild when I meow.
Digging the adorable muse. After that, we have Russ.
Yo, yo, yo. This is MC Z-Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. This next piece is gonna be off the easy. Aw, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me the catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say, Waka-chicky-wa-wiki-wa-wiki-wa-way. My rhymes are dope, and I ain't no cow. All the dogs go wild when I meow.
Am I not the best rap writer on the face of the planet? Following up Russ is Sonic Mega.
Yo, 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 this is MC Z-Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. This next piece is gonna be off the heezy. Oh, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me that catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say, Waka-chicky-ka-wiki-wiki-yay-yay. My rhymes are dope, and I ain't no cow. All the dogs go wild when I meow.
And now, finally, Almonte is on the scene.
Yo, 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 this is MC Cat on the scene. Are my homies out there? Let me hear it. The next piece is gonna be off the heezy. Aw, shit, son. You really think those humans got any dirt on us? We're clean. Brush that dirt off your shoulder and pass me that catnip, kitten. My name is Z-Cat, and I'm here to say, Waka-chicky-wa-wiki-wa-wiki-wa-yay. My rhymes are dope, and I ain't got no cow. All the dogs go wild when I say meow.
Alright, Rag Eye. I like this voice for a cat. I thought it was good. I wanted a little more attempt to be, like, kind of a wigger, though. Like, I wanted it.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like you brought that.
Way to steal my termage.
Well, I had that in my note.
Oh, wigger. Nice.
I didn't have that word in my note, but yeah, I said I wanted him like a little more attempted to kind of be hard. That word's offensive, so I probably should.
The entire wigger race is offensive.
Well,
I thought it was really cute, and I love the meow at the end. Actor Man, I think you caught the crappy rap thing like really well. You actually read the character bio. I could tell because you were stumbling on the rap, and you were really cute.
To me, you sounded not like yourself again. I don't know that I liked your reading, though. I wanted that fake, like, wangsta sound that I didn't get.
And then Dark Wolf. Holy crap, were you a shitty rapper. Props to you on that. I liked your last line, but I wasn't sure about the rest of it. And, like, you said yeah instead of yay, I'm pretty sure. So it didn't rhyme, and she may be a crappy rapper, but she should be able to rhyme.
I thought you had a really good cat voice. It sounded like a cat in heat. I really liked doing this.
I wasn't sure about the voice. Ellie, I love this. I mean, it was really cute, and you had kitty nuances, and you had, like, you would do things to the way you would speak to sound like a cat. It was so cute.
Ellie, I thought you were hilarious. I thought you were amazing. Your epic win for me. Motley. I was not a fan of this, Motley. It didn't sound right, and that's all I can say about it. Like, it just didn't sound right for the character to me. I did like that you meowed, though.
Yeah, your meow was really cute, but you sounded... I may be wrong on this, but you did sound a bit like Dark Wolf to me, and so it was weird.
I didn't get that. I thought Dark Wolf was much more win than Motley in this particular character.
I don't remember. It went by so fast. Russ, I liked it. It was an interesting take. It was maybe not spunky and, like, offensive enough for me.
I liked how excited you sounded, but it sounded too much like Ryguy's nun from the Agnes of God scene he did with Actor Man a couple episodes back.
That's what it was. I was trying to pinpoint it.
Mega, I loved your energy.
Yeah. And then, Monty, you said MC Cat. I'm fairly positive about this. The line is MC Z-Cat.
I liked the cat voice so much, and I liked how into the rap sheet you made her seem, like, with Off the Heezy.
Yeah.
But if you said the line wrong, then we can't, I mean...
You were really adorable, though, so... Yeah.
I'm gonna go back and listen to it and make sure she said the line wrong.
Alright, are you doing that right now?
Yeah. Yeah, she said MC Cat and not MC Z Cat.
Alright, so... Sadly. I am going to cast Ellie as Zipper.
Ellie, 3 points to you, good job.
And then, in the event that Ellie spontaneously combusts...
Okay, first, do not talk about my season 2 girlfriend like that. That's hurtful.
I am going to cast Actor Man. And
Actor Man is kicking everybody else's ass tonight. Let's just put it out there. It helps to sound like a woman, apparently. Go ahead.
It does. It makes you more versatile. And then, in the event that Actor Man gets shipped off to the moon.
Oh, no.
Well, I couldn't bear the thought of him dying.
I'm sure.
In the event of that happening, Sonic Mega will get the role.
Wow. Sonic Mega, good job. Woo. Moving on,
we have a new character. Our new character's name is Janine Frazzle. She gets way too excited about English, and she grew up in an all-girls boarding school. She ignored boys. She loved dangling participles. She wants to instill in high schoolers the joy that she feels for classic literature and English. And she's about 34 years old. Up first is Actor Man!
All right, class. Let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. Add who? Add what? Adverbs! Add a dash of fun, add a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs. You cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I'm on a roll. Oh, Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yop? How will you ever know what lie through yonder breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual-defined term of gay? Bringing to light my question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
Following up that delightful performance is Dark Wolf.
All right, class, let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. And who and what adverbs? Add a dash of fun, add a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs! You cannot grin widely without an adverb! You cannot know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I'm on a roll! Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric whoop? How will you ever know what life through yonder breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual-defined term of gay? Bringing to light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I've tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
Aw, poor thing. Will it make you feel better if Russ goes up next?
All right, class, let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. And who? And what? Adverbs! Add a dash of fun, add a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs. You cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I am on a roll. Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yawp? How will you ever know what light through yonder breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual divine term of gay, bringing to light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
Following up Russ is Ragai.
All right, class, let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. Add who? Add what? Adverbs! Add a dash of fun, add a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs. You cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I am on a roll. Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yawp? How will you ever know what light through yonder window breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual-defined term of gay, bringing to light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
Up next, after that, is Melody.
All right, class, let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. And who? And what? Adverbs! Oh, add a dash of fun and a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs. Oh, you cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I am on a roll. Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yawp? How will you ever know what light through yonder breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to that dual-defined term of gay, bringing to light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
And following that up is Motley Fool.
All right, class, let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. And who? And what? Adverbs. Add a dash of fun and a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs. You cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I am on a roll. Daniel, you don't understand. Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yowp? How will you ever know what light through yonder breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual definition term of gay, bringing to the light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how you get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggums attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
And after that, we have Ellie.
All right, class. Let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. And who? And what? Adverbs. Add a dash of fun, add a dose of excitement, and you have adverbs. You cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I am on a roll. Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yawp? How will you ever know what light through yonder breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual-defined term of gay, bringing to light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head.
And this set of auditions is rounding out with Almonte.
All right, class. Let's get pumped. Let's get jiggy with some adverbs. Add who? Add what? Adverbs. Add a dash of fun. Add a dose of excitement. And you have adverbs. You cannot grin widely without an adverb. You can't know knowingly without an adverb, she said coolly. Oh my, I am on a roll! Daniel, don't you understand? Without proper English instruction, how will you ever be inspired to sound your barbaric yop? How will you ever know what light through yonder window breaks? How will you ever correctly offend someone when all you have to your vocabulary is the possessive form of your attached to the dual-defined term of gay, bringing to light the question, who is my gay? Principal Carter, I don't understand how to get through to these kids. I tried teaching them to use colons instead of comma splicing, and Bobby Biggins attempted to throw a shoe at my head!
Yeah. Okay, so, my three favorites for this one to cast all messed up their line, so I can't cast them. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Actor Man, this was almost the exact voice I heard in my head when I wrote this, which frightens me.
Yeah,
Your second line sounded rushed in the last bit, and it kind of confused me, though.
Mm-hmm. But I did like the little nuances you put in there and everything, and you sounded kind of like a Blue Meanie from the Yellow Submarine or something, whatever that Beatles thing was.
Dark Wolf, I liked how your voice was wavering on adverb, like it was almost arousing you to orgasm. But The line was yonder breaks, not yonder window, and you said window.
Yeah.
Which is enough to make me not want to cast you.
I liked some of your emphases, but your yop had me confused because it was more of a whoop than a yop. Russ?
Russ, your woman voice wasn't convincing enough for me, but I did like your acting in this.
Mm-hmm. I think you needed to slow down it a little bit more, though, and, like, have a little more pizzazz, a little more excitement. But I really liked your delivery on Who Is My Gay.
Ragai, this sounded too Mickey Mouse to me. It sounded like Mickey Mouse.
I felt like you fell out of the voice, but I love the delivery on the first line, and you also said window.
Medity.
Wait, oh, it might have been Dark Wolf who didn't say it. Never mind.
Dark Wolf didn't say window. He said window.
Okay.
Medity, your voice was super win, and your performance was win as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, the voice was pretty much perfect. Like, if a female was going to voice that, yeah. Motley.
Motley, your voice was horrifying.
In addition to that, you said dual definition term.
And the line was?
Dual defined term.
And I love the laugh you did in the first line. Oh, yeah, like, I would have cast you, but you screwed the line up again, so.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, it's the way that you stress certain words that cracks me up. Like, you'll stress, like, gay, you stress. Like, you hit that G really hard. Mm-hmm. Something about the patterns you use when you speak, just, like, they really, I find them amusing.
Yeah, and it was almost like you de-aged it, like, in the first line as things went on a little bit. But, like, your delivery of no knowingly was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, like, it sounded kind of young to me, too, but the character's only 34. She looks older, yeah. And, like, so I'm okay with that. Honestly, I probably wouldn't have cast you, but so many people screwed up this time. Monty... You were my favorite, but you said window, so I... You said what light through window breaks.
You said what light through yonder window breaks instead of what light through yonder breaks. You sounded a bit taller than the character, but that's taller? A weird note.
That is a weird note. So, since Dark Wolf, Monty, and Motley aren't qualified for this one, or aren't whatever...
And Ryguy.
Did Ragai say it? Are you sure? It doesn't matter because I wouldn't have cast Ragai anyway. I didn't like his character. But I didn't catch Ragai. But Medity, you would get the roll for 3 points.
So oh, no. Dark Wolf didn't say window. Sorry.
Medity? Huh?
Dark Wolf didn't say window.
What are you talking
about?
I
had my notes mixed up for Ragai and Dark Wolf.
He didn't say window?
I'm fairly certain he didn't say window.
I'm going to listen right now as we're doing this. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dark Wolf. If, in fact, you didn't
She's
say
just
window.
Out to get you tonight. She's sorry. Out to get you tonight. I'm still listening. Still listening. Still listening.
So, once upon a time, in the far-off land of... I don't know.
Okay, so, Dark Wolf... You did not say window. I apologize as well.
I'm sorry. I had my notes mixed up for you and Ryguy.
So, Ryguy, screw you for making us frame poor Dark Wolf like that. In that case, Dark Wolf, you get second place tonight for that character. So you get 2 points.
All right.
I'm sorry, Dark Wolf. And then Actor Man, you're not cast. Ellie, you get third place. You get 1 point.
Moving on.